This is program number LW2136. Well, there are two seas in Palestine. I'm talking about bodies of water. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about them today. One is fresh and fish are in it. Splashes of green adorn its banks. Trees spread their branches over it and stretch out their thirsty roots to sip of its healing waters. Along its shores, children play as children played when Jesus was there. He loved it. He could look across its silver surface when he spoke his parables, and on a rolling plain not far away, he fed 5,000 people. The River Jordan feeds this sea with sparkling water from the hills, and so it laughs in the sunshine. Men build their houses near it, and birds their nests, and every kind of life is happier because it's there. The River Jordan flows on south into another sea. Here, there is no splash of fish, no fluttering leaf, no song of birds, no children's laughter. Travelers choose another route, unless on urgent business. The air hangs heavy above its waters, and neither man nor beast nor fowl will drink. What makes this mighty difference in these neighboring seas? Not the River Jordan. It empties the same good water into both, and not the soil in which they lie. And not the country round about. This is the difference. The Sea of Galilee receives, but does not keep the Jordan. For every drop that flows into it, another drop flows out. And the giving and the receiving go on in equal measure. The other sea is shrewder, hoarding its income jealously. It will not be tempted into any generous impulse. Every drop it gets, it keeps. The Sea of Galilee gives and lives. The other sea gives nothing and is called the dead. There are two kinds of people in the world, and there are two seas in Palestine. That little story was written by the late Bruce Barton, president of what was at one time the world's largest advertising agency in New York City. He wrote it probably 30 or 40 years ago. There are two kinds of people, he says, just as there are two seas in Palestine. Two kinds of people, the givers and the takers. You know, the givers have life. The takers, like the Dead Sea, selfishly give up the vitality which makes life sensible. Think about this. An ungiving person is a person who, frankly, is not alive. Oh, he breathes, he eats, he sleeps, he gratifies his own needs, all right, but all he does is just exist. True giving is done without the slightest trace of expecting to receive. You know, I heard a fellow say one time, "I've given him the shirt off my back, and now look what he's done to me." You know, real giving doesn't expect to receive in return. Giving to get is nothing but a trade. It's not giving at all. It is strange, though, how it works. It's only in giving that we ever receive. Maybe it's in the giving of oneself that there is enough taken away, you know, to have room to receive. It's amazing how Jesus Christ operated when he was on the earth, because he was more than just a man, because he was also God. All the silver and the gold and the diamonds and the rubies and the emeralds, they were all his, just for the taking. They were his to give away. Yet it's strange, when the poor and the hungry came to him, he didn't give them money. Oh, sure, he fed them. He never liked to hear growling stomachs. My point is, he never wrapped himself up in giving away things. Rather, he gave them the greatest gift of all, the gift of himself. And isn't that true in all of our lives? The greatest gift we can give away is the gift of ourselves. Frankly, God's not satisfied with anything less than that. He doesn't want your house, your money, your car, your things. He wants you. All that other stuff is already his. The only thing in existence that can refuse to be his is you and me. There are two kinds of people in the world, just as there are two seas in Palestine, the givers and the takers. Which are you? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours is free. Write me for it and care at this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.